The Kelly Stables and Riding School, located at 13 Jerome Street, holds a special place in the minds of Hilton Parham, or Sonny, Wally Counts, and Marilyn Smith, all three of whom took our class up and down the streets of West Medford for a walking tour. When we approached the barn, which still stands in the midst of new houses, many fond memories of taking riding lessons surfaced. As we will hear in the following anecdotes from Sonny, Wally, and Marilyn, this school was indeed unique, both for an Afro-American neighborhood and an East Coast community at the time as well. The Jerome Street Riding School, as it was named, is said to have been one of the finest schools on the East Coast.
Original barn, owned by the Kelly family.
Afro-Americans?
Yeah. They used to rent horses. They also rented buggies. They also did hay rides at one time. But it was a riding school.
A riding school.
Yeah, but they did very good. I know I used to rent horses. I think it cost like $1 to ride for about 3 hours. But I stopped because the horse I went on stumbled. I always went over his head. And I said, that's enough riding for me.
It was a very successful, profitable business. Now, the time frame on this one was possibly late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
Unheard of for people, Americans, to be in business for themselves.
Yeah.
Now, I used to ride. We took the horses down Jerome Street, came up Arlington, Mystic River Road, and came back this way.
Yeah.
So even as a kid, we would ride, take the horses down Jerome Street.
Yeah.
In some of the years, we would have hay rides.
Oh.
Yeah.
Snow on the ground, have sleigh rides.
Sleigh rides.
It was a lot of fun. Yep. A lot of fun.
In fact, this was all part of the riding stable, these new houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we'd get the horses here, and we'd just take them all around. But horses. People moved into the neighborhood, and you've got cars now. It just really wasn't feasible because they did have at one point 15 horses, and we had to save our allowance. Do our chores, save our allowance, and then we'd walk down Jerome Street and take a horse in the afternoon. And if you were a regular, then you could basically take the horses to the Mystic Lakes without a guide.